In this week's All Tech Considered, do an Oscar-winning film's special effects portend fewer acting jobs in the future? Our series, Is My Job Safe?, looks at how automation and artificial intelligence are changing the nature of our work. Today, technology in Blade Runner 2049 offers a glimpse of a future where digital actors compete with living ones. Here's NPR's Laura Seidel.
There's a scene in the new Blade Runner that is a miracle of modern technology. Harrison Ford plays a character named Deckard, who, like Harrison Ford, has aged normally since the 1982 version of the film. Deckard reunites with Rachel from the old Blade Runner. She was played by Sean Young, who's now 58. With a little help from special effects, she hasn't aged a bit.
Did you miss me?
The technicians scanned Sean Young's head and skull. Then they used footage of the actress from the older film to hand-build a younger face around the scanned skull. They rearranged audio from the old performances, and Rachel looks 35 years younger.
Don't you love me?
I was blown away by the way she looked and performed, her skin, her makeup, her hair.
Michael Fink is a professor in the School of Cinematic Arts at the University of Southern California. He's had a long career doing special effects. He says Blade Runner is part of a progression that began decades ago to replace real actors with digital ones. Let's start with extras. Fink has shot a lot of big crowd scenes. He worked on the 1996 film Mars Attacks. There's a scene in the desert when the Martians land.
We're way out in the desert in Arizona, and we had 700 people out there. And we had to house them and feed them.
Fast forward 10 years to Superman Returns and another crowd scene. Superman has to land a plane in a packed baseball stadium.
We had 200 extras, which was what we needed. But there's 50,000 people in a baseball stadium. Everybody else was digital.
This advance in technology hasn't been good for extras, who can make hundreds of dollars a day.
Extras are losing work.
And we are getting closer to being able to create full performances of actors who are no longer alive. That means young actors may be competing with dead ones. In 2016, in Rogue One, a Star Wars story, Peter Cushing returned in his role as Grand Moff Tarkin.
When has become now, Director Krennic? The Emperor will tolerate no further delay.
That's Cushing speaking over 20 years after his death. Before this technology, a younger actor might have been cast in the role. And it's not just movies. The music world was stunned in 2012 when a hologram of Tupac Shakur performed live at Coachella. The firm that created that hologram is Digital Domain. It's also done the special effects behind films such as Beauty and the Beast, X-Men, and Maleficent. Darren Hendler, digital effects supervisor there, says that some big-name actors are preparing for a day when their life as performers will continue after their death. Hendler says the company has a digital archive. Some performers spend millions archiving themselves.
We have like a digital archive menu. You can archive how your face works and every single expression you make, full body scans. You could archive your voice and the way your voice sounds and archive different wardrobes and scans of wardrobes that you may wear.
Hendler will not say which famous actors have done this, but imagine a future where a young actress must compete against a digital Meryl Streep, or the late James Gandolfini is able to keep playing Tony Soprano. The good news for young actors is that Hendler and other experts say we are a long way from being able to get a great performance from a dead actor. USC's Fink says technology will march on. The question is, do audiences really want to watch dead actors?
Eventually, all of us wind up 6 feet under, and that's okay. Let the new actors be seen. Don't hang on to something that is really never going to be the person that we grew to love anyway.
But Hollywood is the land of illusion. Actors have long tried to keep themselves looking younger. So why not take it all the way? Eternal, endless youth. Laura Seidel, NPR News.